live. It's Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaking by the string and by the power.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. 107.3 FM, 750 AM, KOAL. Time to talk some local sports. And this segment brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. And they have Spirit Cards now. You want to get your favorite high school, be it Carbon, Emory, or Grand, on your Visa debit card? It's real simple. Just go into Eastern Utah Community Credit Union and get yours today. Perfect segue into what we're going to talk about. The Carbon High School Golf Team. Last week, they shot a 295. That is a season low. And Ridge Butler shoots his personal best with a 68. So Ridge Butler tops the field individually. Carbon tops the field team-wise. And now they seem to be playing their best golf of the season. We're going to talk about that and more. Joining us right now over the phone to do just that, we have head coach Robbie Etzel. And coach, it's great to get you on today. Thank you again for the time.
Absolutely, Jordan. Always great to be on here and give an update on the boys' golf team.
Yeah, and I've been looking forward to this particular update, Coach, because as the results trickled in last week for your guys' competition at JUAB, my jaw dropped at the score. And it didn't drop because I didn't think it was possible. It dropped because, boy, outstanding. 295, these boys rallied to shoot. And, you know, as you and I were texting back and forth, that's a state championship score, hands down.
Absolutely. And it's, I think it's good for myself and for the boys and everybody to see that we're capable of putting together that number. I've been saying this for, you know, this is my fifth year as the head golf coach. I've always had a team that is capable of shooting that 290 range. It's just always been missing a score here or there that puts us where I know we're capable of being. It was really good, especially going into JUAB. They have a very solid team this year. As it sits right now with individual standings, I mean, we look at Richfield coming in every week and taking the team win. But JUAB currently has the number one and number two golfer in terms of stroke average across Region 12. So, I mean, they're a formidable team. So for us to go there, shoot a 295, which is one of the best scores that I can recall, for going back years and years and years within the program. But for us to put up that number against JUAB, which is a solid team at JUAB, I couldn't be happier.
Oh, absolutely. When you talk about the two top golfers in the region, Crew Cowan and Ty Bender, they shoot a 69. And just so people are aware of what type of performance this Carbon team got from the top golfer, Ridge Butler beat both of those kids on their home course with a 68.
He played outstanding. You know, the last couple tournaments, I've told you this when we visited in the past, I've really been trying to find us that fourth score just to round us off and give us that solid number right around 300. I hadn't seen him all day. I knew he was playing well. We had our coach, our assistant coaches both there, both Linda Nelson and Riker Smith. I had heard whispers that he was playing extremely well. I was ecstatic to see, you know, him come into the clubhouse with the 68 to shoot four under on a course that we don't get to play really, you know, once or twice a year. He had an outstanding showing. And then, like you said, for him to beat Ty Bender and Crew Cowan at their home course, it was a fantastic showing by Ridge.
What was Ridge's reaction after he finished out his round?
He was very excited. You know, I see a lot of Bodie Salas in him. He knows he's capable of putting a good number, but I think he was happier to see the second through the fourth score coming where they did. Because when you have that mentality to go out and play for yourself, see yourself excel, that's always exciting. But when you can pull your two through four man and they each give you a solid score in the 70s and then you can win as a team, that's always a much sweeter win than just going into a tournament and taking the outright win as an individual.
For sure. And you get a 73 out of Dayton King and you get a 75 out of Levi King. And so that second and third score, very, very solid as well. I mean, low to mid 70s. And if that's number two and number three, you put yourself in a pretty good spot.
Absolutely. And, you know, I kind of had a heart-to-heart with Butler and the two King boys after our showing at the Ridge, where the state tournament is going to be in October. And I told them, you know, our fourth score really rounded ourselves out well when we played at the Ridge a couple weeks ago. Where we were lacking was our 1-3 spot. I think we lost to Richfield by about 16 or 18 shots at the Ridge. And when I compared our 1-2-3 to Richfield's 1-2-3, that's where they beat us last week. You know, we gave up those 16 shots. It was from our top guys. It was not our fourth score. So I think they kind of had that chip on their shoulder, knowing that they needed to show up to give us, you know, our first win of the year, and they did exactly that.
Coach, I do want to talk about the fourth score in Cash Withers, because, again, you can dominate 1, 2, and 3, but if that fourth golfer is not coming in, and even the fifth golfer, right? I mean, if they're not pushing one another, we've seen it in the past. It can really wreak a disaster of disaster. It can cause some problems in the overall team leaderboard. But Cash comes in with a 79. So, again, all four scores below 80.
And he played great. He played great at the Ridge the week before. You know, he came into the clubhouse with an 80. When you look kind of at the 3A standings as a whole across the state, that's kind of where you need that fourth score to be. You can't be taking, you know, that mid-80. It's just too hard to overcome. Now, Morgan is obviously the exception. They have two fantastic golfers on their team this year. But when I have looked at their scores as they're coming in throughout region, they're taking some scores in the mid-80s, but they're still keeping it around that 300 mark. But they have their 1 and 2, you know, shooting 4 to 5 under on some of these tournaments. So they're kind of picking up the legwork there. Where I have a really solid varsity team where I can expect, you know, a couple scores in the 80s, but to get, you know, 4 below 80 at an away tournament, not here at home, but at UAB, at some of these other courses, I think it helps build their confidence as well. But, yeah, he's played fantastic the past 2 weeks to give us two very solid scores to round out our team score.
Again, Coach Robbie Etzel joining us right now as we talk about the Carbon High School boys' golf performance from last week. Coach, with all that being said, now you can shift focus. You can hopefully take this momentum and use it when you guys travel the Sunset View course in Delta this Thursday. How does this course line up? What are some of the things that you got to be aware of and some of the things that you've been prepping the boys for this week?
It plays very different compared to the courses that we have been at for the majority of the season. You know, we've played at Carbon. We've had a chance to travel over to Juab. We've played at the North Sand Pete course. All very similar layouts. The Juab and the North Sand Pete course just a little tighter, but much shorter. Delta's kind of going to test these boys off the tee. It's very long. You obviously have the wind, which always comes into play out in Delta. And you have a lot of natural sagebrush and dirt areas that just play a little more difficult than what we're used to. But I think the boys, you know, you're always riding on that high after you come in and win a tournament as a team. So I think we have high expectations coming into this week going into Delta.
I know you and I don't spend a ton of time talking about some of the other teams in the region, but Coach, I'm really curious about this event on Thursday based off of the way Delta has performed so far this year. It's been Richfield, Juab, and Carbon, and then pretty much everyone else after that. But if you look at Delta scores throughout the season, they're consistently shooting around a 320. If you say, I don't know, what, 10 to 15 strokes off being on your home course, they're shooting in the low 300s. Delta is a really interesting team to watch this week with their home course coming up.
They really are. And I think the biggest struggle for Delta as a team has been the consistency. They've had a couple kids every tournament that have shot in the 70s. They're just seeing some inconsistency kind of from that 1-3 spot. I've been very impressed with how well the Delta boys are playing this year. And like you said, you always kind of have a little bit of a home course advantage going into your home match. So it'll be interesting. It definitely will be, because I would say as a whole, Richfield, Carbon, Juab, course layouts are very similar. When the boys travel to an away match, whether it's a Carbon, Juab, and Richfield feel comfortable, and vice versa, when we travel to Juab or Richfield, our boys feel very comfortable on their course because it's something that we're used to in terms of the course setup. You always have our courses within our region that can make the scores move quite a bit and can change those region standings. Delta is a good one to look at. Emory is another one. They're very unique courses, and it definitely tests our golfers going into those matches.
As wild as it sounds, Coach, this hits the midway point of the season. I mean, we're really moving through it extremely fast, only about four and a half weeks left in the golf season. So as you hit this midway point, coming off of a 295, taking a look at where the scores have been, consistently down since opening up the season at North St. Pete, I think it was a 327, if memory serves me right, week one. Ever since then, you guys have consistently gotten better, maybe a little bit of a difference at the Ridge compared to Carbon, but again, a better score than what you guys started off with. Are you happy with the progression of where you're at now at the midway point?
I couldn't be any happier. And I told the boys, you know, we kind of dug ourselves a hole with the first match of the year. For Richfield to come out, and still to this point in the season, Richfield has not put up a team score above 300. They're very, very solid. Told them it's going to be very difficult to try to claw back to get into that one or two spot within the region standings. But I really like how our schedule is set up this year. I mean, we finish on some of these courses where, in my opinion, anything can happen. We still have Delta coming up, which can really throw off those team score averages. We still have Canyon View. Their course in Cedar City, which plays extremely difficult across the region as a whole, and Emory, obviously. And then finishing at Palisades with that being the region championship, I honestly think anything could happen. If one or two golfers that some of these teams have been leaning on throughout the year, you know, Richfield or Juab, if they struggle one day, you could see a 10-stroke change within the region standing. So I couldn't be happier for the boys the way they're playing, and I'm really excited to finish out this season. But like you said, I can't believe we're already halfway done, just trying to prep the boys for the state tournament in October.
Yeah, it's going to be here before we know it, that is for sure. Coach, it's always so great to get you on. Congratulations on that stellar 295 round last week. Hopefully that momentum carries over into Thursday's meet in Delta, and I can't wait to chat again real soon.
Absolutely, Jordan. Like I said, I appreciate you reaching out, and glad I could give an update on the boys.
That's Coach Robbie Etzel again of the Carbon High School golf team, taking out the time to join us here on the show. Carbon and Emory will both return on Thursday as they travel to Delta. We're going to pause for just a moment. Plenty more coming up. It's Drive Time Sports' Tuesday edition of the show, so we have plenty of football to get into. I'm going to be joined by Vinny Rondinelli in just a moment. We'll bounce around, talk about week one when we return here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.